News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Ombudsman for Children says any further delays to Leaving Cert reform would put children in a position to miss out on the best possible opportunity. Just what is happening to the tortured reform of the Leaving Cert? Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland, is with us. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Why are we talking about this still?
Well, I suppose what we're talking about is that the Leaving Cert reform is, or redevelopment is a quite a complex thing. There's a lot of it happening already and that has been agreed already. So, for example, drama and film and climate and sustainability, two brand new subjects are being rolled out as we speak from September, but only in pilot schools. Now, those schools have got the additional resources and the additional allocation of teachers to run those schools. However, we've no guarantee that those subjects will be made available to all students after the pilot scheme. So that's a problem.
Okay, well, with due respect, they're kind of fringy subjects. Are we not talking about reform of the core subjects here that, let's face it, are exactly the same as they were when you and I were in secondary school, which is not today or yesterday?
Well, that's not true. I mean, the vast majority of subjects already have additional components of assessment that have been rolled out one subject at a time, but have evolved whereby we've now got, you know, nearly 30 subjects that have additional components of assessment. So we've done that already. Now we're doing them. Yes, we are redeveloping them now in tranches. However, there are certain problems that have arisen in these tranches.
For a start,
we have the whole idea of artificial intelligence has now become part of it. So artificial intelligence, I agree with the Ombudsman. The whole point is we need to reduce the pressure on students. But let's say AI is available to do some of this, the new project work or the research work. Suddenly, everybody may or may not have access to the same quality of AI. Therefore, the grading system for that 40% could mean that most students will be getting the same range of marks. Teachers are expected to authenticate that it's not done by AI. We think that's going to be very difficult.
So is this another teachers' union objection to ongoing assessment? And you've now got the AI argument you can throw into the mix as well to say, well, we're not doing it because we don't.
No, Jonathan, that's not correct. No, this is a genuine concern by teachers. Teachers have nothing to prove here. Teachers have done this redevelopment already with additional components of assessment. We have the biggest class size in Europe, the lowest investment, yet teachers consistently deliver in the top ranks of PISA and TIMSS. So teachers have nothing to prove here. Teachers are worried about their students. Students get one chance
to do their Leaving Cert. Parents will hear this and they'll go, here are the teachers objecting to reform again. And I know reform isn't easy and I know your job is to represent your members. But I mean, if I was a cynic listening to you right now, it's less about AI and more about extra resources.
Okay, so first of all, the mistake you're making is we're not against reform. We're already reforming and we're already agreeing to it. What we're against is the accelerated nature of it, this new accelerated nature. We had agreed already a longer rollout of it. There have been new issues now that have come in, AI included. Also, there's now a new bespoke nature of the subject. We don't want all the stress of the student. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for a student if all the stress is going to be on the 60% as opposed to what was there already? We need to prevent that.
But the stress is on the 100% right now in a lot of the cases, and that's what we're trying to move away from.
No, the stress is not on the 100%. Remember what I said to you, nearly 30 subjects already have additional components of assessment. So we know we've done them right. We know we've rolled them out correctly. And there's a lot of people in favour of that. And we are in favour of the TUI is absolutely in favour of additional components of assessment. Let's get that clear. And reducing the pressure on students at the end. It's very important we get that right. It's a 2-year high stakes exam. We have to put the students first. And it's not just about the exams. You're focusing on the exams. We also have to prepare students that they have to have the knowledge in their subjects to move forward, be that into third level, be that into apprenticeships, be that into a job.
Which is why we're talking about reform. I mean, the idea the Leaving Cert, I'm just saying what a lot of people who are listening right now will be saying, that the teachers will have always objected to reform. They've objected to it at junior cert level, Leaving Cert level.
Jonathan, are you listening
and
to
I'm
me?
Asking,
we're
where
not,
is this?
Objecting, we're
I
not am, objecting to reform.
Well, where is this going? Where is this going? If you know, if we continue down this road, are you again going to object to this in some meaningful way, which is going to result on students being impacted in the classroom?
We're not objecting. Students are going to be impacted in the classroom because we don't know the consequences of artificial intelligence. We've got no, we haven't had any discussion about.
But nobody does. That's the point.
Sorry, we have no discussion about the sciences are being rolled out first. We don't have the lab. The investment in the lab structure in the schools for research is not there. A full audit of all the labs in the country. We don't want to have the haves and the have-nots in Ireland. We've had enough of that over the years. So we have to prevent that. And we're looking for a delay, not stopping it.
On that, I agree with you. Not every school has the same. And we need to ensure that they do. Michael Gillespie of the TUI, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.